Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Finney moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullenbine moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is walked intentionally. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clift for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Hefner moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball towards left. Cullenbine settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cullenbine. Cronin moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Cullen Bine moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagiling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen Bine scores. Berardino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Berardino scores. Nick Ealing moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Nageeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nageeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nageeling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Nageeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nageeling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nageeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox pinch runs for Bobby Doerr. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.